Okay, if you're out there listening, this is What the Hell with Drexel. Tonight we have a very special show for nobody. First off, I'm going to start with something Sumerian said on a previous show. He was commenting that it must be nice to be a bisexual, because then you could walk into a bar and have twice the selection. That's really stupid. Sorry, buddy. But having selection involves having people actually, you know, you gotta pare it down at least to the point that they're actually interested in your sex or the sexual activities you'd have planned for them. If you're bisexual, that doesn't mean you have an opportunity to get it with all the men and all the women, or all the women and all the men. If you're a chick and you're, you know, you like to lick chicks as well, they have to like you licking them too. So, that's that. What am I doing here? Alright. What else do we have here? Oh, right. This is silly, but kind of funny. I was at work, and I've got an order for a liner for my jacket. My boss is telling me they got to come get it. My boss is telling me they can't get it yet, blah, 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 blah. Give me all these excuses why I can't have the liner for my jacket. And I'm bugging her every day. And, you know, it was kind of cold for a while there. So anyways, I come in and I'm complaining. You know, where's my jacket? And I'm standing there in the shorts and a t-shirt because it's been pretty mild around here. I mean, it was 6 degrees last night at, I think it was about 2:30 in the morning when I came home. 6 degrees below zero, which is Celsius. That's, I think it's like about 12 degrees above freezing in Fahrenheit, which is, I don't know, somewhere just under 40 or something. So, that's all I have to say about that. Alright. They didn't notice, actually, that I was standing there in shorts and a t-shirt complaining that I was cold. You know, I want my liner for my jacket. I'm cold. I'm not even wearing my jacket, and I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt. Yeah, well, whatever. Okay, what do we have next? We got taxi drivers. I don't think I know a single group of people that you could say are more rude than taxi drivers. I don't know what it is with them. They refuse to park anywhere. There'll be a parking spot right there. All they have to do is do a little parallel parking, pull into it, but no, they'll just... Why bother parallel parking when you can just stop in the middle of the road? Yeah. Sounds good to me. Alright, the other day I saw this car pull up. Pulling out, it's got a flat tire, it's running right on the rim. And I'm thinking, you know, oh, I should tell this guy that he's got a flat, because that would really suck, yeah? You know, you're ruining this nice rim on, ruining this nice rim
your BMW. I mean, they can't be cheap. You pay a lot of money for the car, then you pay a lot of money for the rim if you want to replace it. But he's talking on his cell phone, and that really, really bothers me, so I figured I'd just let him drive around on it for a while. You know, I guess if you can afford the car, you can afford the rim. Oh, this is, nobody's listening. I don't know why I'm even saying this, but if you have anything to say and you want me to play it on the show, then you can send me a WAV file, or if you can, preferably an MP3 file of what you have to say, and you can send it to dpaulin, D-P-A-U-L-I-N, @home.com, and I'll be happy to play that on the show. What time is it? 11 minutes? I think it's time for a break. That way I can answer this ICQ I got from Chris. He's bugging me. So, he wants to know how to get Winamp so he can actually listen to me. Wouldn't that be pleasant? Here we go. Thank you.
huh?
Thank you. Which is fine. That's cool. I have nothing wrong with homeless. You know, they don't want to pack each other's fudge. That's fine by me. Now, the problem is that they insist on having their movies and taken just some actor off the street, and he just acts like a guy. Now, I'm not saying there's not a single homosexual out there that you couldn't tell just by looking at, but I've never met one, or if I did, I was really confused about it. I just didn't know. But I have never met a single homosexual that you couldn't tell just by looking and talking to. Alright? And I haven't seen a movie in a while that's had one that fit the stereotype. Now, stereotypes are bad, okay? But in this particular case, they're pretty true. They're pretty true to form, yeah? Well, whatever. Vanilla, I just got an incoming message from Clark, and he says that Vanilla. Yeah, okay, I got a, clarify what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about female homosexuals, I'm talking about gay men, okay? Because gay women, I don't understand them. There's a whole crap load of different types of gay women. But when it comes to gay men, I haven't met one that you couldn't tell just by talking to them. Alright, what do we got next on the way too small list for a 4-hour show list? Alright, if anyone has any WAV or MP3 files, or if anyone has anything to say, they can send me a WAV or an MP3 file, and I'll play it on the show. If you got some shitty story about how hard done by you are, or even how great you are, I'll play that too. And I'll play it on my show. You can send it to dpollen@home.com. Or you can send it to my ICQ number, which is listed on the showcast page. I'm actually going to switch over to that ICQ now, which I forgot to do earlier. So if you guys might be sending me messages, and I just would never know. What I'm going to do for you now is I have a file. It's, okay. I've got something I recorded earlier. Oh, crap. I think I just disconnected. And I think I'm back. Hopefully I didn't disconnect you guys there. No? Okay, that's good. But, alright. I'm just screwing everything up here. What the hell was I talking about? Wouldn't it be nice if you could get a straight word out of me? Oh, right. I recorded this when I was a little bit angry. And I thought I'd get a little bit of a feeling. I'm not sure that it'll sound very good, though, because I just popped it in real quick. And it just... web page is not there. Here we go. And it's going to go right now. Okay, well, that was a little bit quiet, and I'm going to increase the volume. I already increased the volume, I just forgot to save it, so I'm going to do that, and I'll play it again for you. How about that? Flipping heck. There we go. This should work this time. But we have 45 seconds before it'll be saved. So I'll find something else to talk to you about. How about that? Alright, I'm at work, and I've got this package for someone. I'm going to deliver it, and the name is Tracy Armbuster.
So I'm a little apprehensive, you know, with a name like that. So I walk into this office, and Tracy Armbruster is about 4'6". She's one of those incredibly petite chicks that's, you know, it's like, take a normal size woman, and it's not like she's short and stocky or anything. She's like, shrunk. It's like a normal sized woman that's just been shrunk down to small. So that's Tracy Armbruster. I was a little disappointed. Anyways, let's see if this is a little louder.
Alright, what is this bullshit? You find, you're searching the web constantly. You're running around on the web looking for something. You're looking for like an hour, a half an hour, whatever, what have you. You finally find the what you're looking for, whatever the fuck it is. It's happened. There it is. You find this perfect website. It has everything you're looking for. Not only everything you're looking for, but multiples. Like selection. You click on a link. You're supposed to download you some, you know, a picture or a sound or whatever. And what do you get? What is it? File not found? Fuck. You mean what? It's like the worst tease. You're sitting there. You finally, you haven't just sort of found what you're looking for. You found exactly what you're looking for. And that's the one page that just isn't there.
And I'm back. Wasn't that incredibly interesting? Aren't you glad that I played it for you? It's pretty frustrating for me. I don't know about you. Alright. One more thing before we go back to some more ads and really cool promos and music. Cool promos being probably the coolest thing about Rant Radio. Alright. I heard on the radio the other day, they said Clinton, with this Clinton story. They've got 60,000 pages of testimony, and they're still going on about the same thing. Well, what the hell? What are they supposed to talk about? The color of his hair, if that's in the testimony? Hey there, Cor. They should keep harping on the same topic if that's what the issue is about. You know, are they supposed to stop talking about the issue just for some variety? Anyways, time for another break, and I'm gonna remember not to tell you it's time for break before I load it up. Hey man,
how's it going?
Okay.
How do I feel?
So keep talking. That's just
I can't tell you anything cool. Tell me.
Okay, here. Okay, we're talking about child porn. There's, like, children being abused, thrown in front of a camera. I don't know what they do, okay? I have really no idea. It's just say child and porn. Doesn't that just sound wrong to you? And I can't believe a judge had the guts to say this. I guess, from one point of view, it's good that there's a judge out there that is looking at the Charter of Rights and going, well, it says you can do it, and so he's got the guts to apply the law the way that it is. And even if that was the case, I mean, how long is it going to take them to come up with changes to take into effect that, right? I don't know. I think they should just publish the guy's name. He'll be dead pretty quick. that one? Alright, we got another one here. Where is it? It's a news story. What the hell? Oh, I'm in the wrong spot here. It has to do with a war between Canada and the States about magazines. And it touches on a topic that's, you know, it's close to my heart.
Child porn?
Child porn, fuck you. No. Fascism. Alright. Now, the crappy thing is, I sort of agree with the law for the lame excuse that they give for it. Okay, here's the deal.
For having them?
Yeah, that's the wrong one. I'll just go back. Oh, fuck, I hate this thing. Two killed in plane crash? Nope. Canada U.S. argue over magazine ads. Dispute over U.S. access to Canadian magazine advertising revenues has become by far the most heated ongoing trade conflict between the world's largest trading partners. Let's see what else they have to say. The Americans are going to be mean and nasty to the Canadians, and they're going to tax steel and textiles unless Canada abandons this bill. What is it? C-55 or something? Okay. So, here's the deal. Split-run magazines are Canadian editions of American publications. They just have basically the same thing that's in all the American magazines, but they sell ads to Canadian companies. And the publishers... So the magazine company doesn't put in any Canadian content. It's all American crap, all right? That's fine. If you're American, you want to listen to American crap. Well, we want to see Canadian crap. And if all we get is an American magazine that's full of American crap and Canadian ads, that's lame. But the complaint they have is that they don't have to produce a magazine in Canada. They don't have to spend any extra money to sell this magazine in Canada. They're already spending it making this magazine for the States, so they don't have these production costs. And the Canadian magazine companies, they have these production costs. And it's like all they have for their market is Canada. Whereas the American magazine companies, they've already made their money off the States. This is just extra, right? So they can sell their ads for really cheap, and it doesn't really make any difference. So they're going to push the Canadian magazines out because they can't charge enough for their ads, and nobody will advertise in them because, well, they can't afford it. So, here's the deal. I think it's totally lame and bullshit that they can say, no, you can't do that with your magazine, because, you know, it's a free country, right? But, it's kind of fascist. Yeah? Corey, what do you say? Fascism rules?
Yes, I Hitler.
Okay, fascism sucks, all right? So, I guess that I'm still split on it because I do agree with their point, but...
Whose point?
The Canadian half, I guess. All right, I got a system message, just a sec. What's the system message? Oh, somebody added me to their contact list. Hurrah. Are they not online?
Nickname Beauty.
Nickname Beauty.
Well,
it is Beauty. Well, if Beauty's listening, maybe Beauty can send me a message instead of just adding me to their contact list. Why are you adding me to your list if you're not going to send me a message? That's the whole point. Come on now. You have something to say about what I'm saying, then you can join us on the Undernet server on IRC under Rant Radio. And the other thing is, you can ICQ me. If you got to the server from Showcast, my ICQ number is right on the link. Otherwise, it's 2764-7517. And you can ICQ me all sorts of crap. Okay, what else? Oh, yeah, check out our webpage. It's www.rantradio.com. Not that you haven't had that drilled into your head by Sumerian, our station manager. Nobody's talking to me on IRC, so I'll just... what were we talking about? Fascism. All right, I'm like the anti-Nazi, okay? I hate fascism. I think it totally sucks. We have in our one of our neighboring areas, White Rock. It's full of all these fucking old people, and all they want is to have just old people and no non-old people. So they make all these fascist laws. Fucking Canadians. That is very witty. Thank you. Very, very witty. Okay. Well, we're going to get some info on whoever said that, if they will give us any. Nothing entered. Okay, whatever. So, next door in White Rock, we have these fascist old people. Now, old people, they should be the type that can remember, like, World War II. You know, where their husbands and friends went off to those ones and friends went off to kill a bunch of Nazis because they were fascists, right? They don't seem to realize that that's what they've become in their little safe haven of White Rock. You're not allowed to play your stereo. If a cop can hear your stereo from the street going down the beach, then you can get a fine, and they can give you a fine up to $2,000. Now, I've never heard of anyone that got a fine. Oh, actually, I've heard of people that got fines, but nothing like that, you know. Okay. Now, the other thing you got to keep in mind is that this is the only beach in our area. It's, it's a cool beach when you're in high school. You go down there, and of course, you got all their kids with their boom cars and crap, right? But it's the only beach in the area. Like, unless you want to go to Vancouver, which is like 50 minutes away. And otherwise, you can go to White Rock, and it's a pretty cool strip. But unfortunately, it's been taken over by fascists. They don't want to share their beach. Bastards.
Okay, have another D-Day. Storm the beach.
That's right. We should do that. We'll just storm the beach, kill all the fascists, and be done with it.
And save Brian.
Save Private Ryan. Well, I suppose if he's up there, we could do it. Oh, mama. Okay, what else do I have to say? I got a list here. I think I'm almost at the end of it. I was going to talk about stupid movies and how they cut out crappy stuff, but the only one I could think of at the time was Interview with the Vampire, and they screwed that one up royally. And it wasn't Tom Cruise that screwed it up. He was pretty good.
He's dreamy.
I didn't rant about child porn possession law thing. The transgendered washroom access thing. I did rant about the child porn possession law thing. You just missed it, pal. And I'm not even sure if I got that on tape. But if I did, I'm going to record it and I'll play it back for you next week. Transgendered washroom access thing. Oh, what was that? Oh, some chick dressed as a guy wanted to go in the bathroom, but they wouldn't let her in the bathroom because she was dressed as a guy. I'm not sure of the whole story. I'm not sure if she, like, pulled her top up and said, no, look, I've got boobs. But she said, like, oh, no, I'm a woman and I should be allowed in. But I don't know. I think it's not really that big of a deal. Okay, who is this who's talking to me from Toronto? I clicked on Get Info, and it said, go to hell. Add to ignore list, I could do that. she was in transition. She's considered disabled now by mom. So she's... okay, which half is in transition?
No.
Okay. Oh, come on, Beauty. Beauty sent me a message, but all it says is you wanted a message. So your feed is breaking up. That's probably just me laughing. Dun, dun, dun. My name is Math Boy. My ICQ client is kind of fucked up. Whoa, that laughing is going to scare the listeners away. I'm sorry. I'll stop. Oh. And they're what? They're not mad. I wouldn't call them mad. Maybe angry. Okay. I've only got 6 minutes left, and I have some more ads to play. You got to hear these ads. We spent a lot of time on them, so I'm going to force them to you. But I'll skip the music, I guess. What do we got next? We've got I'm on the third break. Did I do the first break? No, I didn't. There we go.
Grant Radio. The crunchiest sounds on the net.
Uh-oh.
Hmm. Well, you know, I would listen, but I have to get up really early.
I like to listen, but my morning is just too slow.
As soon as I get enough money, I can go on the internet, and I'll listen right away.
I keep flipping through the channels, and then I look everywhere in the TV guide. It's just not there!
What the hell? What's your excuse? Now at 9 p.m. Sunday nights on Rent Radio. At 24 bits per second, anyone can listen to what you complain.
Okay, am I, are you guys hearing me? Yeah, okay, I should be back. Okay, what, I've got 5 minutes left. Cool ad, because I'm eating Raisin Bran and I just ran out of milk, so it's kind of crunchy. Dry Raisin Bran? I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Who eats that?
Raisin Bran is pretty good. This is a mystery, alright? Somehow, if you take bran flakes and put raisins in them, it's a good cereal. Raisin bran is complete crap. But if you put raisins in it, it kicks ass. Okay, you're catching half my show. We start at 9 Sundays, and right after me, in 4 minutes, you can listen to Sumerian. He's doing his show. He does it for the raisins. Well, I think the raisins are really good in cereal. You know what's really kick-ass in cereal? Strawberries. Put strawberries in your cereal. You don't even need that many. They're really powerful. Who funds you? Who funds you? No, we're not funded. We're like free, baby. And, hey, by the way, if anyone listening wants to be a DJ on our show, we've still got plenty of, on our station, we've got plenty of spots open. So go to rentradio.com and check it out.
You too can do that radio.
You don't get strawberries here like you Vancouverites do. But they don't grow strawberries in Toronto. They don't grow them here either. Not in the winter.
But they could. It's so great. Work.
Oh. We got Sumerian here. He's talking like he's going to wimp out. No, you can't work on the network until after you're finished your show there, boy.
You got this guy who wanted to ask for funding.
Gross snow. Yeah, I guess you guys are pretty heavy in the snow right now.
This guy wanted to know if he wanted to fund you. Ask the guy if he wants to fund you.
Hey, actually, yeah, if someone wants to fund us, we could go for that. All right, I've got another intro here. Don't take off yet. You guys didn't hear this one earlier, so I'm going to play it for you.
Yes? Sir, something's got to be done about Rent Radio. You're getting too powerful, and no, too much.
I agree. I want your best team. Surgical strike on Rent Radio headquarters.
Hurry there, sir. I'm waiting for a fee from them now. Those bastards will pay for the monopolization of the airwaves.
Okay, I just got a message from, I think it's Mad Boy, and he's in Toronto. No, we're not from UBC, we're just crazy. You said it's warm there, 1 degree Celsius. That's pretty good for Toronto in January, I think, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah, anyways, it's 6 degrees. Is it 6 degrees here now? It was at 2:30 in the morning last night, it was 6 degrees Celsius. And during the day last week, it was Math Boy, sorry. I apologize. It was 11, like I run around, I'm a courier, right? I drive around downtown in Vancouver, and I'm wearing, seriously, t-shirt and shorts. That's all I wear. And normally this time of year, I'm forced to put on a jacket with my shorts, but... This, people are actually talking to me. This is helping me so much. my show earlier, I was just talking to nobody. It was very depressing. No, normally it's like 1 degrees Celsius every day in the winter. In Toronto, I thought it got really cold.
He must live in Pleasantville.
Which is warm. Unlike last winter, it was like 5 degrees Celsius. Okay, well, it's 10 o'clock. I'm supposed to leave now. So, I'm not done yet. James being a big pussy anyways. And it's 40 here in Iowa. Ah, yeah, 40 degrees Fahrenheit, which is what? That's about
pretty good.
7 or 8 degrees Celsius. So we're actually warmer here in Vancouver right now. But it's a pretty shitty winter for everyone but us. I don't even know why it's so warm here. It's supposed to. It's what? What is it right now?
40 is 40. Oh, right now it's 6. Like you said, 5 or 6.
It's 4 degrees. If it's 40 degrees Fahrenheit, then it's 4 degrees Celsius. And right here, it's 6 degrees right now, and it's, what, 10 o'clock at night. That's pretty good for nighttime in the winter. It's not Ottawa, but... I lived in Barrie, Ontario, which isn't very far from Toronto, but apparently there's a line drawn on the map, and you're not allowed to put very much snow above the line in Toronto, but Barrie got dumped on. It was pretty crappy. There's another promo that you guys didn't hear. What? Which one is it? There's a whole bunch! You guys are screwed. I'm playing them all. Don't disconnect! did you guys get the No Dancing? I'm going to play that one for you now.
Warning! There will be no dance during the What the Hell Show. The Giants of Wish, the Monkey of Slam, no Modern Break, Tap, Waltz, Jake, and definitely no Singing Charleston. That's another break, in which case you do whatever you want. Rant Radio. Yes, all ye.
Okay. Hey, wait, what the hell? God, I hate this stupid stinking thing. Okay, I don't know why it does that, but if you switch around the playlist while you're playing something, it just changes the name of it. It's really screwed up. It makes me very angry. So hopefully you guys didn't take off on me yet. there's more promos, and I know I'm pumping these down your throat, but they're kind of funny, right? Like, you know, we put a lot of work into them. They're pretty good. What do we got? Here's another one that... I don't have them all. That's the problem. I'm not going to play the masturbated one that James made up. I think that's silly. How about the t-shirt one? I'm not sure if I played that for you, so I'm going to use that one again. And then I'm going to take off. I played this one earlier, but I don't know if anyone was actually listening at the time.
Has this ever happened to you? Has Henry Rollins ever come up to you and said, "This never need happen again once you wear your Rant Radio t-shirt"? Now available in small, medium, large, extra large, black, white, stainless, or turtleneck. Rant Radio t-shirts. If you can find one, you can wear one.
All right. I'm leaving now. I'm 3 minutes overdue, even though James is being a big, Sumerian, is being a big pussy. And I'm not going to do a show tonight. I can't believe it. What a feat. All right. But, hey, if you guys are listening, show up next time at 9 o'clock. All right? It really, really makes me feel better to have people listening. No one was listening earlier. It was very depressing. So be here at 9 o'clock Sunday nights, and I'll have lots of crap to shove in your face. And you know what I'm going to play now? I'm going to play my introduction file, which you guys didn't hear because you weren't listening. So, there we go. It's a song, it's Soul Bossa Nova. You guys probably heard it before. A little bit done to it. So, here it is, and I'll talk to you later. And ignore the announcer at the end when he says, "Here's Grexall," because ain't happening.
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. and it's time for What the Hell with Grexall and the guy who just won't shut up.
Hey, wait a minute. We want to hear a whistle song first.
That's it? No, I'll play the rest of the song.
Talk and read at the same time, pal.
Well, no, but it's true. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just not supposed to. You're supposed to. James is really good at just talking about nothing. He'll just keep saying things. Oh, and don't forget, and he's reading stuff, and I'm like, his brain's just going on a loop. Mm-hmm. He's not saying anything, but he's talking.
Did you turn it over to him?
No, he's. There's no way to do that. You just stop, and then they try and pick it up.
Hmm. So really, anyone can take it over.
No, they have to have the password.
Yeah. I'm like, cool. Pirate the station. Pirate the pirate station, actually.
Cheated a bit, eh?
What?
Well, I cheated to get myself into,
thank you.
this stinking thing to play. Why is it not playing?
Were you just down to one listener then?
Hey, it's cool song.
Yeah, I'm gonna play it again in a second. And the MP3 that I can find.